Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're talking with our city officials today, City Manager Ron Fear and City Commissioner Mark Hattisall joining us here today. City Commission does have a meeting at 7 o'clock tonight in City Hall. The agenda is a little light, lighter than normal we would see, and of course we got the budget taken care of here a few weeks ago, so most of the rest of the year's items kind of have to do with strategic planning and housekeeping in the city. And one of the big items here, and this is a discussion item tonight, is the second consideration of an economic development agreement for LC Holdings LLC, the prime company. And this is something I know was discussed 2 weeks ago, if I remember right.
It was. So our economic development policy is when we're providing some incentive funds for different companies, the policy says the commission has to consider that on two occasions. So this will be the action item tonight for consideration by the commission. The project is to assist the LC Holdings LLC, the prime company, develop their national headquarters here in Manhattan. They've had a presence here. They also have a presence in several other states that they have projects going in. That's primarily been focused on multifamily development, but also some other mixed-use projects. And so they're looking at growing their headquarters here in Manhattan and adding about 13 full-time jobs, very well-paying jobs over the next 7 years. Local assistance provided from economic development funds in that would be about $65,000 total, or about $5,000 per job, and that those incentives are designed to be awarded when the jobs have been created. That does require a capital investment for the facility of about $895,000, and the state of Kansas is also participating and providing some funds to help them provide this facility and their headquarters here and keeping it here in Kansas. So commissioned looked favorably on it at the past consideration, and so this would be their formal consideration, has the formal economic development agreement with the company and highlights a number of the incentive packages that are being recommended.
The city's portion of this is really pretty small. The main incentive package will come through the state and through the Department of Commerce, and that's the nice thing that we're providing a little bit of support because we want to try to attract this type of job to the community. It's going to be architects and engineers and draftsmen and public relations people and marketing and such. And so it's not the $13 to $15 to $17 an hour jobs. It's the $50, $60, $80, $100,000 jobs, and any more of those we can attract to Manhattan, keep here. That's just all that much better.
Where is this project proposed at again?
So they're proposing to build it on Vanesta Drive, so just to the north of Vanesta Village across from the hospice facility.
All right. Well, that is one item. And you said it was pretty favorably last time here. Was it pretty much almost unanimous there?
Yeah, it was unanimous. It's not enough necessarily a formal vote on the aspects, but it's a vote to move it forward. So, and all commissioners voted to move it forward.
Okay. So that'll be the one action item here on the agenda. The other one, and this more broad here, and that is the final draft of the strategic plan. I know the city's been working on this pretty much over the summer, I think is when it was first introduced, and kind of there's several different phases to this whole thing.
There are, and so we're kind of getting down to the back of it. We've had different phases. We've had several different reiterations of public input sessions over the course of the past year. Was a lot of activity during the summer to try and get additional feedback on different aspects, but really focusing on what are the goals for the city and what are the priorities for the city moving forward, really focusing on kind of a five-year period. And so we've done quite a bit of work on the goals themselves and basically now looking at some action statements and priorities. And so since about the first of the month, we've had some information out there. The draft of the full report has been out there looking for public feedback. And some of that, there was a survey tool that was put online that was folks were supposed to weigh in on what they thought their top seven critical action steps would be. And so That's some of the information that will be shared with the commission and the community tonight, and then kind of looking for, is there some wording changes or additions or deletions, splitting things up, that sort of thing that the commission would like to see for the final draft, and looking at bringing then the final draft back in the second meeting in November for formal consideration.
The nice thing about the strategic plan is it helps us spell out and codify the mission, the values, the vision, and goals, and give us some working steps to move forward to kind of help prioritize our plans, in the sense of a lot of times things will come up and they'll end up taking a priority over the more important things that we've been putting off. And so the nice thing about the strategic plan, it'll be it'll get everybody kind of on the same page. I was kind of initially under the impression, along with some other people, that this was kind of a community strategic plan, and it's really the city government strategic plan. It's like, how are we going to make the city government better and work better and focus on the things that are the most important? And so some of it it's nice to kind of get things into writing and put a focus on stuff that we've been kicking down the road. A lot of things with organizational excellence and pay studies and things like that we know we've needed to do, and at least we can kind of keep this in the forefront. Now, the commission still controls the purse strings, and so there's no guarantee that all of this stuff is going to get implemented immediately and such, but we've got to keep those things in the front of our minds so that when we have extra money or we have different opportunities for grants and things along that line, we can kind of keep pushing those things forward. And a lot of the goals end up being things that everybody will agree upon, like better infrastructure, making a strong sense of place for the community. And we're always, one of the big goals of my goal as a city commissioner is to provide economic development. And that's one of the things that it's one of the five focuses of the strategic plan is growing this economy and diversifying it and getting as many people working here as we can.
And one thing I've been hearing a lot about here, and I've been doing interviews here with local candidates here for city commission, is the need for technology, better technology here for city employees specifically. Is that included here within the strategic plan?
Yeah, there speaks to modernization of different infrastructure. So not just the stuff we drive on or walk on, but the technology that we utilize within the facility. And a lot of that's been already started by in a number of ways. So, yes.
Oh, we have a phone call here. Let's get to the phone lines. Robert is standing by. Go ahead, Robert.
As the things that we need to look forward to, besides having the wages enough for the police department, since you're on the law board, you know, they're wanting to move that fire department main center out away from MBAT. And when we get the new one, we need to take the 911 out of that little police facility down that dead end road in that floodplain of Wildcat Creek and move it out there north of the city, north of K-State, north of MBATH, to the new fire department, so that you'll have emergency preparedness and the fire department and the police and the ambulance all in one dispatch center. So, for instance, when the tornado came through out there at Abilene and took out the Weather Bureau's antenna, the only ones that knew was emergency management. And then when they had the flood, was a floodplain coming off of Fort Riley, the only ones that knew was emergency management, because they were reading the satellite of the amount of water that was rising all of a sudden in Wildcat Creek. And when we dispatched the police over there to get the people out of the apartment, they were upstairs getting people out when the water came over the top of the dumpster and took out those two patrol cars. It cost us $100,000. So, you know, it's either going to cost you one way or it's going to cost you another. Thank you for your consideration.
Yeah, appreciate the call. There's a lot there. There is some discussion about possibly moving the fire station. Several years ago, I asked, with MBAF being under construction, do we want a fire station on probably one of the highest value commercial corners in the community, and the that it, the placement of the headquarters fire station was critical then, and it's still critical that that station responds. It's the primary response to campus. It is our training facility as well, and so it's a critical piece of infrastructure from that perspective. It could be relocated a short distance. Probably want to keep it fairly close so they have those response corridors to be able to continue to do some. But at right now, that's not something that's high on the list. You know, we may have a prospect tomorrow, though, that would like to build something else on that corner. So those are some contingency plannings we're certainly working on with K-State. Obviously, we have a lease for that ground space with K-State through 2035. And so there's some time to plan for that. And consolidated dispatch is something that we've worked towards and achieved in some ways. But, you know, having a centralized dispatch center that could have a lot of the things that he talked about would be good to have because they are cramped for space there. But neither of us are on the law board, so just wanted to clarify that.
And the thing about when you sign a 50-year lease for a piece of property, you think that that's a long time, but we're already almost 30 years into the lease with K-State for that fire station location, and so that has gone by surprisingly quickly. Which means the next 20 years will probably go quicker than we think. And so it is one of those things where we'll need to work with K-State and Foundation and then see what else is available. But yet, you know, once you get away from that location too far, it's quite a ways to the next fire station when it comes to the campus area. So it is it's a vital one we've got to keep in that area somewhere, maybe just not on that corner.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the strategic plan here in a moment, and take your phone calls at 785-537-1350. In Focus continues after this on K-Man.